What is going on? Welcome to Captivate Insider, behind the scenes of Captivate.fm, the podcast hosting, analytics and marketing platform brought to you by our wonderful team here at Rebel Base Media. I'm Mark Asquith, CEO and co-founder here at Rebel Base Media, and it's an honour to welcome you to Captivate Insider, the very first Captivate Insider of 2020. So happy new year to you. I don't know, when do you stop saying happy new year? Like, when is it too late to say that? I don't know. I'm thinking April. Yeah, we'll go with April. Listen, happy new year. Hope you've had a good one. Now, we've had a little bit of time off. We've not pushed any big feature releases out. We've not put anything out over the holiday period. And then last week, we were going to put some out. But being completely honest with you, we were afflicted as a team by just this crazy flu virus. It took me out for 2 days. And I mean 2 days solid. I was asleep flat out. I went to sleep on Thursday, woke up on Saturday. That is unbelievable for me. I don't think I've ever done that before. So we're back to normal. We're all fighting fit. Back to normal from this week. And we've got a couple of interesting updates for you this week. Nothing world-changing, nothing crazy, but a couple of little annoying bug fixes. Well, in fact, one annoying bug fix that was kind of one of those edge cases where you think, nah, people can't be doing that, and then sure enough, we spot it. We've done something for our good friend Evo Terra, who's one of our advisors and was desperate for this edition. So we've done that for Evo. And we've got a little bit around privacy, which is kind of a precursor to something else that we're going to be putting out next week. So, like I said, welcome to Captivate Insider. I hope you had a really wonderful holiday period. It's been really interesting here at Rebel Base Media. We've recruited in for the Captivate team. So you might not know this, but Rebel Base Media, of course, runs Captivate.fm. Kieran and I run the Rebel Base Media group, and we own, of course, Captivate.fm. We own podcast websites, the managed WordPress platform. We own Productivity, which is a bit of a stealth tech startup in the interaction space for podcasters, and a few other bits and bobs. You know, we've got the recording studio and so on. And again, I don't know if you know this, but we've got a team for each one of the products. So the podcast websites team, we've got the Captivate team, which Kieran and I lead up, and we've got the Rebel Base Media team, and we've got the Productivity team. Now, the Captivate team, which, you know, Captivate and Productivity are my babies. You know, they're the things that I work on day to day, the same as Kieran and the Productivity team. And what we do is we run the support. So we've got a Rebel Base Media level support network. So what I mean by that is that Sam, our wonderful customer experience manager, the head of customer experience here at Rebel Base Media, runs the customer experience team. So that means that we've not got, unlike the engineers, unlike the designers, unlike the product specialists who work just on their own product, so the podcast websites product, the Captivate product, we've got sort of a product agnostic support team. So the Rebel Base Media support team are specialists in Captivate and podcast websites and Productivity and the Academy. And Sam leads that team up, and we've just recruited someone new for that team. So I want to give a big shout out and a big welcome to the wonderful Allegra Sinclair, who you will see working on Captivate.fm hosting, analytics and marketing support. You will see Allegra on podcast website support and a couple of other bits as well. So welcome to the team, Allegra. And we're also doing a little bit more recruitment as well for the Captivate team in particular. Plus, we've got a couple of announcements over the next few weeks on some very interesting team members for Productivity and a couple of other things that we're doing. So it's an interesting year. It's an interesting year. Keep tabs on what's going on, because that Captivate team is really, really bulletproof. We've got such a good team, and Allegra is such a fantastic person to work with Sam and the rest of the team on the customer experience. So when you're chatting to Allegra in support, if you're listening and you're chatting to Allegra in support, say hello, give her a little welcome, give her a little wave, maybe send her a fancy gif on the support that says hello, because she's fantastic. And you'll really, really enjoy working with her. So welcome to Allegra Sinclair. So what have we released this year then? This week then? Well, we've got three things really. We fixed a bug. So we found that some people in a very certain set of circumstances were able to remove themselves as an owner of their podcast, which is quite a weird setup. What you had to do was jump through some real hoops. Like, you had to, even though you're already a team member of your show, you had to add yourself again as a team member and then remove you. It was kind of this weird circumstance. So we've stamped that out, because you don't need to add yourself as a team member on your show. You're already the team member on your show, okay? So we've got rid of that little bug, which was very weird. So thanks to Cody and a few other people that have flagged that one up. It was a bit of an odd one. You know, like I said, you had to jump through some very specific hoops to get to that. But nonetheless, that's fixed and pushed out. It's all good. And thanks to everyone that noticed that one. We've then added on the episode level. So when you publish an episode or when you edit an episode, we've added a little box where you can add the episode level website link. Now, that will only appear if you don't have Captivate Sync enabled on your show. Because if you do have Captivate Sync enabled, obviously WordPress will define what your URL is. So that URL will go into your RSS feed from WordPress, which is fine. It gets sent over to Captivate. Here's the URL, Captivate, stick it in the RSS feed. It will appear, so the ability to put the episode level link in will appear if you don't have Captivate Sync. So this is useful for if you use Wix or Squarespace, or maybe you're manually publishing to WordPress, or maybe you're using Captivate Sites. Because in preparation, what we've done is we've made it so that you can put the episode level link in ready for when we introduce episode level pages to Captivate Sites as well, which is something that we're going to be releasing pretty shortly. So that's kind of in preparation for that as well. But it also means like people like Evo Terra, who is a great advisor, close friend of ours, he doesn't use any website that's WordPress. He doesn't use Captivate Sites. He uses something else. So he can now just make that link very, very active and start to use that link. And you can do the same thing as well. So that's a nice little addition. And then what we've also done, you might have seen it kicking off online. A few of the old guard peeps have started to go on about privacy when it comes to prefixes. Honestly, I'm not entirely sure that there's a huge problem here, but Captivate being Captivate, we're going to be very forward thinking with this. Obviously, we've got James Cridland as an advisor and a very, very close friend of the business. So we've actually got ahead of this one. So we've made some changes to the way that the prefix system works. So you might want to use Podcorn or Chartable or Blueberries prefixes, or you might want to use, what's the other one, PodTrack, PodSites. The idea is that you can add a prefix to your show. So what that means is that the RSS feed gets prefixed. So you might want to use Chartable for certain bits of tracking, for example. The argument that's going on around this in the industry is that, well, wait a second. Is the show still adhering to the privacy policies of Captivate or the hosts if there's a prefix in place? Because Chartable are getting data as well. Ultimately, that's a wider discussion, you know, the CCPA stuff, California stuff, the GDPR stuff. Ultimately, as long as everyone is doing the right thing and they're registered in the right places like we are, I see no issue. There is no issue, okay? That because that's what these things exist for, GDPR and so on. That's why they exist. However, we want to be very conscientious of this. We want to make it so that transparency is fully clear. So we've added our listener privacy policy. So if you're a listener of a podcast that happens to be hosted on Captivate, you can go to the captivate.fm website and you can see the privacy policy that we've got in place for listeners. Thanks to James Cridland for helping on that one. And what we've also done is we've changed the way you add your prefix. Because there's more and more prefix companies these days, we've made it so you can chain these things together. So you can add a new prefix, choose from a drop-down of where the prefix is coming from, and then paste in the prefix. The cool thing with that is that we can check that you put in the right format in. So you say, right, I'm going to put a Chartable prefix in. If you paste something in that's wrong, we'll say, actually, do you know what? That doesn't look like a Chartable prefix. You might just want to check that. There could be an error. But in the future, with next week's release, we're going to be doing a lot more around transparency for podcasters and for them being able to say to their listeners, here's what we are doing, okay? Here's what we are doing as a show. So we're going to be releasing that over the next few days, a little bit extra transparency on privacy for you, the podcast hosting, the podcast host and the creator to give to your listeners. Because our job is to enable you, okay? Our job is not to just go on Facebook and argue with people because we've got nothing better to do. We don't approach it like that. We sit down, we think the problem through, and we solve the problem. You know, let the other people argue on Facebook. It's pointless. Crack on. So that's what we've put out today, the ability to chain your prefixes together with a very simple user interface. So that's a little bit of preparation for something else coming next week, all right? So they're the changes and the upgrades and the releases for this week. It's been wonderful to chat to you. I'm very, very pleased that we're back in the saddle, that we're all over the flu virus that we've had. I mean, Kieran's maybe just still getting over it, but he's fighting pretty much full fitness. So it's really good to be back. Again, a happy new year. Thank you for your continued support with Captivate.fm from everyone here at Rebel Base Media. Until the next time, keep talking, guys. That's all we have got. Bye-bye.